Welcome to Business Smarts Radio with Tom and Dr. Dave, the clean approach to building your successful business. Now, let's introduce Tom Borg and Dr. Dave Miles.
Welcome to Business Smarts Radio with Tom and Dr. Dave, where we bring you the clean approach to building your successful business. And by clean, we are not talking about spick and span and dust mops. This podcast is all about the acronym CLEAN. And by that, we mean we're all about communication, leadership, engagement.
And no drama.
And no drama, absolutely. So today, we wanted to cover just a little bit different topic than we typically do. We wanted to cover the six steps to having a better virtual meeting. We've had so many of these over the last few months. Some pretty good, some okay, some, just to be honest, painful. And same thing with people on board. Some that, okay, that sounds great, looks great, whatever. Then all of a sudden, some you're like, you're just embarrassed to see them on there. So that's what we want to talk about, six steps to having a better virtual meeting. Now, during all this, just as a disclaimer, we'll probably use the word Zoom over and over and over and over again. No, we're kind of agnostic to platforms. Some platforms are better than others for certain situations. But just like you would talk about Xerox for a copy machine or a photocopy itself, we're probably using Zoom as a trade name for, you know, virtual platforms. So what are some of the issues and some of the things that you've seen with your clients or other colleagues there, Tom?
Well, Dave, one of the things we chatted about before we started our program today was, hey, first, got to have a list. Got to put together a checklist. So we've got our checklist, the 6 points we wanted to cover. So it's best to have that checklist written out so you can actually refer to it like an airline pilot before they take off on an airplane. They check that list off. So the first thing we want to start with was dedicated space. Have a dedicated space in your home that is going to serve as the best place to have this podcast take place. So it's got to be something that's neatly arranged. It's got to look like a nice place to have a podcast. And something you don't want to have is if it's in a bedroom, don't have your bed in the background. I mean, position your laptop so it does not show that part of the room. So make sure it's something that's a dedicated space and looks that way.
Yeah, I would say for any kind of Zoom call or virtual meeting, you would definitely want to make sure it doesn't have to be a private room necessarily. It just has to be a dedicated space, because we're going to go into the second point here in just a second that you'll realize why. But one thing about a dedicated space, people know that you're there, you know, because a lot of times we are not just there doing a Zoom meeting. If we're at our office, fine. But a lot of folks are still working from home. They're working remotely. And a lot of times you got other people there at the house if you're working from home. And right. You have to have that dedicated space, which kind of goes into the second part. And that talks about the signage. Tell me, what do they mean by signage?
Well, I think a great way to work works well for me is I actually have a sign outside the door of my office here so that my wife sees that. Say, hey, if that sign is up, that means I'm in a meeting on the phone or I'm in a meeting on my Zoom call. And I want things to be quiet out there and don't come knocking on the door. Don't come in the room because I'm just not available at that time. So having that sign is very helpful.
Well, one way to kind of remember it, and this is the way I've always kind of remembered, is someone reminded me one time, said, remember, what do you do if you're at a radio station? What happens when they're on the air? Ah. You see the big red sign that says on air and everyone starts tiptoeing around and everybody's really quiet and they're just kind of chilling out. Because they know that they're on the air and any little bump and thump is going to get picked up. And a few things that we had talked about, you know, before we started the podcast was you're surprised how much your camera picks up.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of times, you know, not a organized Zoom bombing or something of that effect, but sometimes just a matter of somebody inadvertently walking through in their jammies or something and not paying attention. And, you know, it's hilarious to kind of see that as a funny blooper, but you don't want to be the one that's the butt of the funny blooper video.
I think all of us have seen that happen too. Hopefully not to ourselves, but we've seen it with other people.
Exactly. So some ideas are doing that. Like I said, locking the door behind you, if you have that ability, having some kind of visual cue, I guess is the big thing. When we talk about signage, it could be a thing taped to the door. I've seen people actually have, with a lot of the smart home technology, they have their Alexas, A lot of times they'll be able to turn their lights on and off with Alexa or whatever. But the cool part is they can put a light bulb in a lamp or on a recessed lighting that's outside that room and actually have Alexa or whatever their platform of choice.
There you go.
Be able to actually change the hue of the color. So, hey, if the light's red or if the light's blue, I'm recording.
That's right.
Same thing, kind of like the on-air thing. So they could just, hey, Alexa, turn the hall light red. And yep. It turns red. So that's your sign. And so the cool part is you don't even have to get out of your seat to tell Alexa to turn it back to white.
That's right. You're good. Okay.
So just see some way of signage for a visual cue. So okay. Which kind of goes, once you've got a dedicated space, you let everybody know, you kind of lock down and you're getting ready to have your Zoom call or your virtual meeting. Now mm-hmm. What's number three?
Well, I think the next thing is make sure your phones are off. Your cell phone is turned to silent mode. If you have a landline, take that off the hook or disconnect it, whatever you have to do so you don't get that interruption. Any other devices that may interrupt, any type of maybe, if you've got a on your Google Calendar, if you have those reminders that pop up, make sure that's turned off because you're going to be hearing that through your computer.
Yep, absolutely. And one thing that I've gotten caught on a couple times myself, good about the cell phone. Everybody remembers, all right, turn your phasers to stun, people. Turn your cell phone down, make sure it's off. And then forget all about your office phone or your home landline if you have one. And then all of a sudden you're in the middle of a call. All of a sudden that thing just ring, 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 ring. You're like,
that's right.
Hurry up, scrambling to try to mute yourself so you can cut that thing off or take it off the hook. And some of them have a ringer volume, so you don't even have to disconnect them. You could just turn the volume on the ringer all the way down and to silent.
That's right.
Either light pops up that, okay, well, somebody's calling me. I see who it is. If it's crucial, mm-hmm. you're waiting on an important client or important phone call, guess what? You can always hit the mute button, stop your video, get the phone call, stop the video, mute it first. Maybe tell somebody in the chat, your boss or whoever, hey, so-and-so is calling, especially if you're on a call for work and it's a client and it's somebody that you've been needing to talk to for a while. Let them know. It's mm-hmm. not a big deal. But make sure that if you go to do something that's different than the call, especially if you're on a big call, not just mute your audio, but disable your video.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing you want to do is be on mute and you're like blah, 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 on the phone, or you're in an office setting, because I've seen this happen before. Same thing with the phone, silence it. Somebody walks up to your screen, and then they're talking to the person, and the person's looking over top of the camera, looking over top of the screen, just talking. So you don't hear anything that's coming out of their mouth. They're just they're having this conversation. You're like, are they trying to talk to me? I can't hear what they're saying. What's going on? So distracting. So
yeah, the
phone, in a lot of different ways, the phone is kind of the enemy of the Zoom call. So all right, what's number four? We got dedicated space, signage, and the phone. What's number four?
Next would be lighting. Make sure you pay special attention to that lighting. So like in our case, well, in my case, I've got a window on my left and I've got to make sure that is pretty much closed. I've got some drapes that will, when I need to use them, they block out all light. So Make sure the lighting is correct. Any natural light that's coming in there, make sure you've adjusted for that. Secondly, the additional lighting that you need, the lights that you have around your computer or in your room, make sure they're at the right tone, so that your face looks good and it's not washed out on one side or the other or completely. So that's important to pay attention to those types of things. What else could you add to that, Dave, in terms of lighting?
One of my pet peeves, well, I've got a lot of pet peeves when it comes to virtual meetings and stuff, but one of the biggest ones that it just kind of strange, I always laugh when people look like they're getting ready to go into witness protection.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they are getting ready to testify against the mob and they're being interviewed on TV. And the only thing missing is that distorted mechanical voice thing, like rah, 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 where it has that mechanical voice thing, because it looks like they're testifying. They're at their kitchen table. They got a great background as far as, they got this beautiful scenery in the background, whatever, but the light is pouring in behind them. And there's absolutely no light lighting up their face.
Cannot
do that. All of a sudden, it's literally just blacked out, silhouetted, like I said, just like they're on TV. And like I said, it looks like they're going into witness protection or something. Yep. That's what I call it. I, joke about that quite a bit. But that's one of the things that you've got to be able to see people. And having that is tough. Even if you've got to spin it around, have the light from there coming to the to your face and then worry about the background, which we'll talk about that in a minute. But even if you got to deal with the background some other way, people have to see your face. And to do that, there's got to be at least adequate lighting. You could even get the other option. Is they're very inexpensive. You find them advertised all over the place. You can go to Amazon or wherever. And they have these little clips. And you can literally clip it on your laptop or on your desktop screen. And it's just a little light. It could be a ring light. I've seen ones that are just little boxes that aren't an inch.
Like that.
Yeah, either a little ring light or like say a little clip like that or just something, a little box, something that you could clip on there just to give yourself a little bit of light if you're in that type of situation. So that way it's not just the backlight shadows you out. So that's
We should add one more thing to the lighting, and that is don't forget about the sound. Make sure your sound is adequate and that you've tested the mic and whatever you're using, whether it's a headset or a open air mic, or maybe it's something that you're using with your computer itself. So that's important to go right along with the lighting. Lighting and sound should be checked.
Lighting and sound, absolutely. Because one thing that we found out a long time ago is that it's just kind of an old rule of thumb. People will forgive bad video long before they will forgive bad audio.
That's right.
They can't hear you, they can't understand you, and or you're just, So if nothing else, just the set of earbuds that come with your cell phone, and you can plug it into the jack of your phone if you have to.
Anything
to improve the sound quality is a huge plus. So what do we got for number five?
Number five, logistics. So things like, hey, make sure you have some water, you know, something that you'd be able to sip while you're doing your program, keep your vocal cords loose. Also, you should have... go to the bathroom. If you got to go to the bathroom, go there before the program starts. That's just always a better way to do it. In addition to that, make sure your camera is placed just the right way and make sure your seat is in the right place. But the logistics, you know, making sure that your seat is comfortable and that if there's anything on your desk that needs to be out of the way behind you, that's important. So that's just good setting for you to produce your programs. What else can you add to that?
I would agree with that. I mean, the last thing you want to do is get all choked up in the middle of it. And you have, you know, you're better off just taking a drink of water than you are just absolutely losing it because you just get so dried up. Other part is, like I said, when you talk about the bathroom, absolutely. I mean, just take care of that kind of stuff beforehand. But God forbid if something happens, please, 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 please do not be one of the people that are in the videos or the ones that they're talking about afterwards where you decide to leave your camera on and you leave your audio on and you just walk away and start using the bathroom. And then all of a sudden everybody can either see or hear the flush. And you're like,
it's terrible.
Really? This is that distracting.
We don't want that. We don't want that.
You don't know. No. If, cause I mean, nature calls, just one of the things that happens.
Gotcha.
Mute your audio, stop your video, leave.
There you go.
The funniest thing I've seen was somebody's, and I don't know exactly how they did it, because some of the things that you see on Zoom, you'll end up having the picture. And I'll give you a perfect example. If I click my stop video right now, this is what you see. Mm-hmm. And it was cropped, for example. All right, no big deal. Then I start the video back up, and obviously you see the entire video. It fills the whole screen. I saw somebody that their picture filled the whole screen, and they basically took a screenshot of them being on Zoom. They had their little earbuds in like they would have and whatever they were. And they just kind of leaned forward like they were listening intently and somehow took the little Windows 10 or the Mac or whatever. They took the little screenshot, cropped it down, and that's what they used for their picture. So when they turn their video off, it still looks like they're on and they're paying attention and they are there and engaged. And I'm like, that is creepy, but awesome at the same time.
I
like that. So if you really want to get fancy and make it look like you're still there, make sure you mute your audio and video. You go make sure that someone, God forbid, someone flushes, you flush the toilet, you know, make sure the sound is done before you turn your audio back on, even if you have to turn the video back on, just little things like that. And when you talk about camera placement.
Okay. So
look straight into the eye of somebody when you're talking to them at a regular meeting. You're around a conference table. You're at a meeting. You're looking them in the eye. You're not looking. They're not looking up at you, and you're not looking way down at them. So like your camera placement. Your camera placement is a little up, and so you're looking up just a hair. Perfect. No big deal. I'm pretty much looking straight into the camera. That's, you know, head on. What we don't have, if you notice, is we don't have the camera way down here on the bottom looking up. Because what you don't, nobody, trust me, nobody wants to see your jowls. And nobody, right? Nope. Nobody wants to see your jowls. And nobody cares how many ceiling tiles you have. They don't. They don't want to sit there on a Zoom meeting and start counting your ceiling tiles. And also, they don't want the camera placement where you just have your eyes. Like, you just see your eye. You're like creepy looking eyes on the bottom. And like the whole rest of the shot is just, like I said, ceiling. So be mindful of the camera placement.
Oh, yeah.
So all right, our, wrapping this up, what is our last one? Number six.
Well, that would be backgrounds. So make sure your background is taken care of. So if you have an office that you're working in, make sure your lighting is good on your bookshelf. Make sure that you've got it doesn't look messy back there. Shouldn't be busy. You got something on your desk, clear it off your desk so that you're just looking at a clean, orderly office or a scene, whatever you have there. Also, when you're thinking about your backgrounds, remember, there is green screens. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But sure. There's also virtual or actual backgrounds that you can buy, these like sheets that roll down, and it's just, it's perfect. It's like 3D. It looks 3D on your camera. But it's something that is not a green screen. It's a pre-printed picture that you want in the background. And they're online. You can get them for reasonably priced, like anything like $30, $50. Yeah. So something like that could be a real game changer when it comes to your professionalism as a podcaster or presenter on virtual media.
Yeah. And even just in a normal traditional Zoom meeting, I mean, you may have a, quote, dedicated space that's, you're like, okay, yeah, don't get me wrong. Virtual background is not always recommended. Sometimes it is much better than your messy bedroom. I'll agree with it. But the problem is, a lot of times, depending on the background, if it's really busy, a lot of the programs do a good job of doing this. And sometimes, depending on your background, they can't. And so you click the little backgrounds that say, come with Zoom, and all of a sudden your face has got all the grass in it. And it's just painful. It just doesn't look right at all. Or it doesn't look bad as long as you don't move. If that's the case, then try not to move, because I've seen people when they move in, like all of a sudden, like this one lady, the bun on the top of her head, all of a sudden you could see it. And then when she leaned back, it disappeared. And it went into the virtual background. So every time she would lean forward and go back, you could see different things. So a lot of times those can be really wonky and they don't look right. You got to judge it on your personal circumstances. And the reason I say that is it still may look better. Wonky may be better than your messy bedroom. It's darn sure better than your headboard. Nobody wants to see you sitting on your bed and your headboard behind you. You're just kind of lounging like on the phone, on Zoom, or on your
platform. You know, unfortunately, Dave, we see that way too often. It's surprising. People just aren't thinking. Or they're laying on their couch with their laptop there. And well, let's just be real. If you want to be professional, you've got to look professional.
Yes, and one other thing, I'm glad you brought up about couch. I've seen people on their couch that look professional. I've also seen people look like they were just hanging out, ready to have a beer and watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
Totally not professional. So it could really, you know, the couch itself isn't bad. Although I haven't really seen too many times where, you know, lounging in the bed and seeing the headboard has been very productive. But you know what I'm saying? There's a few places, kitchen table, couch, there's places where it could go south and look bad, and some places where you could, you know, just pay a little bit of attention and it still look really good. That's, but yeah, right. What you were talking about is like that. It's almost like a vinyl sheet that you can go behind. It has a little thing, it almost hangs up. Same thing. There's no virtual anything to it, but it can hide a whole, you can have it right behind your chair. It can hide a whole lot of messy in the background.
Yes, and not only that, they have pictures. You can also just get colors. It's a certain hue that comes down, so it's a solid background of nothing but just a certain color, which is, you know, can be very good. I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen something that looked like a brick wall, a wood, you know, some kind of wooden wall background. I mean, there's all kinds of things you get, whether it be a vinyl sheet, you could do and now if you do a virtual background, a green screen is not a must, but a high recommendation, simply because most of the programs that are out there do a much better job of being able to take a regular green screen and be able to mute everything else out. But most of the platforms that are out there, Microsoft Teams, Skype, you know, Zoom, any of them, typically if you're against a blank wall in your house, it will pick the blank wall and realize, hey, that's what I need to run out. But don't have a white shirt on and you're up against a white wall and you put the virtual background out, because the virtual background is going to show up on your shirt. right. You know, that type of thing. So just be a little mindful of the colors. But yeah, typically a non-busy blank wall can do just as good. And it really just likes it. Find something that looks professional, that looks decent. You're not in the tropics. Okay, you're not working from the beach. Okay, so having a little thing with the palm trees flowing in the background. Although I will admit, I did see somebody the other day, Tom, that I had to laugh. They did it right. I'm not going to lie. They had the background with the waves and the palm trees. And I'm like, for real? But they had a fan going in the background, so their hair was going at the same time. So it actually, you know what? That was pretty clever. I like that.
Yeah.
No, you know, I know you're not at the beach, but that is pretty cool because her hair looked like it was flowing along with the palm trees. And I was like, okay, at least you fit the motif. Okay, I get it.
There you go. You know, and all these things, you got to cater to the particular audience you're talking to. So some of these things you might want to be more creative with, but we're speaking pretty much here in a business sense. And these are things that will probably help you look more professional. But then again, it's up to you to make that final call.
Very true. And what a couple final thoughts that I wanted to throw out there is one, since we're doing so much online, I would highly recommend checking out wherever you are at. There's a Toastmasters group that's around, and most all the Toastmasters groups right now, because this is in August of 2020, most of them are meeting online. Mm-hmm. And with that, there's nothing better than to do something like that to be able to push yourself a little bit past your comfort zone, to be able to actually train yourself in a non-threatening environment, a safe environment, to be able to get better at presenting virtually. You know, that's a huge plus. And beyond that, if you are doing a lot of virtual presentations, depending on your background, your position, whatever, I know for myself, I went and did the certified virtual presenter. It was a testing process through eSpeakers. So that was a validation that, okay, well, you can run the equipment and you're doing a presentation for somebody. You can do the background stuff and you can actually present online as well. Because sometimes standing on a stage or sitting in a conference room isn't the same as doing this online. And that's one of the biggest reasons why we wanted to kind of go over the six steps of having a better virtual meeting. So what are your final thoughts? And then I'll wrap up those six again and we'll...
Okay. Well, I think one of the main things is print out a list of the things that we just talked about today and anything else you want to add to that list. But have a printed list. Go down the list before you start your video conference. And I think you'll be in a much better place when it comes to presenting yourself as a true professional.
I would absolutely agree with that 100%. And so what we had for our six steps to having a virtual meeting is one, have a dedicated space. Two, signage. Some visual cue that you're on the air, that you're there doing it. Three, the phone. Don't forget the cell and the landline if you have it. And anything else, even the doo-doo-doo for the calendar is just as much important. Your lighting, your face, your background, pay attention to the lighting. How does that look? Most of the places you can go to, like with Zoom, for example, zoom.us/test, T-E-S-T. You can just do one on your own and see how it all looks. We talked about number four, lighting. Number five, logistics. Having a little bit of water, going to the bathroom beforehand, being able to your camera placement, and being able to turn your camera and your audio off if there's someone in your office that comes and talks to you, or you have to get up and use the bathroom or go grab something. So that way it's not just a blank screen. And number six, our final one, is backgrounds. There's a whole lot to your background. Just be professional and realize that nobody wants to count your ceiling tiles. Nobody wants to see your jowls. And make sure that you have a nice professional background that's clean and fits the motif that you're at. But other than that, those are the six steps to having a virtual meeting. Any last words for our listeners, Tom?
That's it. That's all we got.
Cool. Sounds great. Well, we will see you next time on Business Smarts Radio with Tom and Dr. Dave, where, like I said, we're bringing the clean approach to building your successful business. We are all about communication, leadership, engagement.
And no drama.
So you take care. We will see you in the next episode.